toast is up.
That's odd. We weren't making toast.
Oh, no! It's a chain letter.
There are no metaphors in the other realm, are there?
In other realm, chain letters are the worst. If we don't immediately send strong iron chains to 20 other people, horrible things will befall us.
Right there. Bad luck is not brought on by silly superstitions like chain letters.
You're right. They're brought on by black cats.
That is a hateful stereotype. It's brought on by midgets in dresses.
We are going to throw this chain letter away. And nothing horrible will happen.
I'm sure this is just a coincidence.
If the in-flight movie's bad, I'm jumping.
Are you still being charged too much for internet service? Still waiting for a better deal? Well, your wait is over. With People PC Online, you get unlimited internet access for just $10.95 a month. And you get accelerator technology free for an entire year. That's a $60 value. Visit up to 5 web pages in the time it used to take to visit one. And pay just $10.95 a month. Plus, our smart dialer automatically chooses the fastest, most reliable access number. Want more? You even get security tools to help protect you from spam, pop-ups, and email viruses. Compare us side-by-side with your current ISP. Go to peoplepc.com to try us free for 30 days. Surf up to 5 times faster for an entire year with free accelerator technology. All this for just $10.95 a month. But hurry, this special offer is for a limited time only. Go online or call 1-800-584-9679. People PC Online with free accelerator. A better way to internet.
A B?
What'd you get?
A C minus?
Wow, this is the first time I ever got a better grade than you.
Yep, it's my paper.
Your characters are undeveloped and your plot seems contrived. Of course it's contrived. I made it up.
Hey, I got a C plus. What'd you get?
She got a C minus. Sabrina got a C minus. Sabrina the genius got a C minus.
I always feel the minus part is personal.
I never got a C minus in my whole life.
I gotta talk to Mr. Franco. I remember to floss.
Mr. Franco, I wanted to talk to you about the C minus I got on my paper.
I'm sure you'll do better next time.
Well, I'm horribly upset about it this time. I've kind of grown accustomed to getting A's. They really cushion the blow when I get a pimple or have to climb the rope in gym class.
Sabrina, everyone gets a C once in a while and no one can climb the rope in gym class. It's there to humiliate people.
I should have trusted my instincts to take a metal shop.
Hey, I gotta get to gym class. We get to climb the rope today.
So, to recap, you have done nothing to respond to this chain letter? You both held your tongues. Excellent. You will find the best way to stop a chain letter is to simply ignore it. Let's let the professionals track down the culprit and bring him to justice. You can't lose faith. Because if I must say so myself, I think all of us are doing a pretty good job. Hey, ladies. Well, we can't catch everybody now, can we?
Sabrina, is something bothering you? You look like I do when I've accidentally eaten apricots. Your larynx hasn't collapsed, has it?
No, I'm just working hard on the story. I got a C minus on the last one.
I heard.
I'm working hard to prove it was an aberration.
Oh, then I'm sure this one is wonderful. Let me hear some.
Well, it's supposed to be a genre piece, so I picked romance. Claire looked at Robert, and Robert looked at Claire. Claire and Robert were looking at each other. Claire didn't want to fall in love, but nothing in her crazy life made sense, and she lost all feeling in her thumbs.
You don't have to be good at everything.
Well, if it isn't Sabrina. Perhaps you can improve your grades by studying in detention.
Detention? What I do?
Even John Grisham has to pick up his trash. Missy? Or should I say, Missy Minus?
More sugar for your tea?
It's more awkward than when we had lunch with the Elephant Man. Please let me send the chain letters and get rid of these annoying curses, please.
No, we are taking the postmaster's advice and not giving you.
Fine. and get your big fat hand out of my way.
You get your big fat hand out of my way.
Oh! Oh! Oh. You broke my big fat nail.
Hey, shouldn't you be working on your story?
I'm trying to find some stupid inspiration to write my stupid story.
I recommended she watch this spy movie.
Is this movie helping you at all?
Well, so far it's about a very handsome spy who drives a sports car with machine guns in the headlights, beautiful women, an evil scientist with an eye patch, more beautiful women, and a plot to corner the uranium market, but I'm only 10 minutes in.
Maybe you'd be more inspired if you had the classic accoutrements of a writer.
Gin, night sweats, and a bad marriage?
I was talking about my old manual typewriter. It always used to inspire me when I was in college. I think it's still up in the attic.
Well, I'll try anything. Beat sitting around here with Salem yelling, "Bring it on, baby," every time there's a woman on the screen. Okay, here goes nothing. Hopefully a well-written nothing. Let's see. International spy, Derek Kink, has been given the assignment of stopping... I need a villain. Dr. Bat. Fix that later. An evil scientist bent on taking over the world. Ha! I'm good. Ah. Soon my face will be on the side of Barnes & Noble bags.
Hilda, go away! I am mailing these chain letters tonight and getting rid of these wolf ears! No! Yes!
My story, I just know it.
I might have blown mine. I wrote a techno thriller, but I set it in the 20s.
See? But that's impossible. I typed it on a manual typewriter, the same kind William Faulkner used when he wasn't passed out drunk on the veranda.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've gotten so many C's, my next one's free.
And if it makes you feel any worse, I got a B.
Can I talk to you about this?
Sure. I thought this story was better, but it had some of the same problems as the first one. Even though the spy genre was a good choice, the characters didn't seem real.
Didn't seem real, but I based them all on real people. I mean, come on, Dr. Bad, an evil scientist who kills teenagers with detention slips of death? Sound like a certain crafty vice principal?
You give much thought to that name, Dr. Bad?
But, and Derek Kink? Harvey Kink? I mean, it was practically nonfiction.
It's not character development. A good writer knows everything about her characters. Their history, their strengths and weaknesses, and what motivates them.
I put it in a nice binder.
Shirt untucked.
I drew straight from life.
Dr. Bad?
Here's your detention slip of death.
No, my characters have come to life. And that means that student's about to die!
All I did was wear my kids to school.
And Mr. Franco said that my characters weren't real. I've got to stop Dr. Bad.
Ah, Lydia. Lydia Kissengill, my favorite double agent.
And this is my newest weapon, the palm bomb. A cheerleader tosses it at someone, say, a spy. And then, rah, rah, sis, boom! Oh dear, his head came off.
Oh. Marvelous what they can do with a little crepe paper and plastic explosives.
About your crashing GPA, there's an enrichment program for remedial students. They have chocolate milk, and once a year, they take a trip to the zoo.
How did magic get into my story? I have to get home and talk to my aunts.
Valerie!
Vivian.
Oh, right. Vivian soon to die, the beautiful agent who works with Derek Kink and UNICEF.
We have to meet Derek.
I'd love to, but I really have to get home.
I have a black belt in 24 disciplines of Oriental martial arts.
Then clearly I'm coming with you. Harvey?
Kink's the name. Derek Kink, of the European Special Service. Pineapple smoothie?
Derek, we have to get to our briefing.
Right.
And I have to get home.
Oh, hey, you're making me spill my smoothie!
Mrs. Doohickey.
No time for niceties, Kink. We have the special equipment you'll be needing for this assignment. These seemingly innocent-looking erasers, when clapped together, emit a poisonous gas.
Chalk up another success.
Fortunately, the effects are only temporary.
Well, good luck with your weapons and poison. I'll just toddle along.
Oh!
You okay?
Yeah, that last scream really cleared up my sinuses.
Are you going to lunch?
Can't. I gotta go home and figure out why I forgot my lunch.
I don't like this show. Do you have the remote?
No, I foolishly forgot to pick it up before I unexpectedly grew 8 feet.
Blame the altitude for your rudeness.
The characters in my story are alive!
Thank goodness my home gave me a shelter from the madness.
Sabrina, could you speak up? It's hard to hear you from up here.
The people in my spy story, they came to life and they're running around my school.
The only way that could possibly happen is if you accidentally used Hilda's magic typewriter, but she got rid of that years ago, didn't you, Hilda? I never told
you. By get rid of, you don't mean kept, do you?
Hilda?
I'm sorry, I know I was supposed to give it away, but I love writing romance stories with myself as a heroine and then watching them come to life.
That isn't pathetic, is it? Can we come up with a solution? There's a group of international spies running around my school, and my neck is killing me.
Oh, dear. What kind of an ending did you write for your story?
Well, it was late and I was really tired, so I just had Dr. Bad.
When this bomb goes off, all the teenagers will be annihilated, and everyone will think they were killed in a science lab experiment gone terribly awry.
Dr. Bad, you are a genius. An evil genius.
I had him blow up the school.
When you're working with a magic typewriter, you can never let your characters die.
Well, I didn't know I was working with a magic typewriter.
Right. Sorry. The problem is, when your characters die, their real-life counterparts also die.
Oh. And I just spent the last 2 years foolishly making friends.
I suggest you go up to your room and rewrite that ending.
Don't worry, we'll help you.
How do you plan for us to get upstairs?
See?
Man, there are a lot of frisbees on the roof.
I've got the ending. Dr. Bad is about to blow up the school, but then decides not to.
Honey, you can't just force the ending. It has to come from the character's history, motivated by their strengths and weaknesses.
That's the same thing Mr. Franco said, and I still find it annoying.
No, but the good news is, if you find the right ending, it practically writes itself. What is my bra doing on the roof?
The squirrels need a nut feeder.
Sabrina, we can help you write a new ending. Try this. Dr. Bad has captured Derek and tied him to a buzzsaw.
There's always been an unpleasant edge to you, Dr. Bad.
I am killing you just to stop the puns!
Suddenly, Dr. Bad turns to Lydia and says...
Turn off the saw.
Why?
Why? Well, the way the courts have been cracking down on evil geniuses lately, it just wouldn't be practical for me to kill him. I'd end up having to pay a legion of lawyers, which I'm sure would just wipe out my entire retirement plan.
It's a terrible ending.
I thought it was very contemporary.
Right. Try this. As the other characters look on helplessly, Derek Kink and Dr. Bad are locked in a fight to the death.
Yes, I have found a worthy opponent in you, Kink. Much too worthy to kill. How about a square dance instead?
Delightful!
That's a much worse ending than mine.
It's an unexpected twist. Who are you people to judge my art?
No wonder I'm no good at this. Look at my gene pool.
A cat could write a better ending than that. And will if you start typing. Kink had surprised Dr. Bad.
You're through, Dr. Bad. I would like to ask you to square dance.
Hey,
Mom!
Okay, I froze.
Uh-oh. We're changing again.
Whoa! Oh.
Head to plant rose bushes under Sabrina's window.
Figure something out.
Oh, the ending?
No. I figured out I'm no writer, I'm a doer. So I'm gonna go back to school and solve this thing myself, in person.
There's a little something on your teeth, Zelly.
Hey, no spots, no wings, no webbed feet. Hilda, we've beaten the chain letter. I knew I was right to hold out against that silly superstition.
Actually, I sent out 20 letters this morning. I was not going to apply mascara to my 6 new eyes.
Oh, well, I have to admit, it's kind of a relief to be normal again.
I liked being taller, though.
I know you can wear anything when you're tall.
They're loose in the school again. I've got to somehow get them together and disarm the bomb. Vivian! Where's Derek?
Huh? Wouldn't a laptop computer be more convenient?
Still can't work Windows 95. Gotta go.
If I'm her weird friend, I must be really weird.
Excuse me. Even the head cheerleader can't be in the hallway without a pass. Okay. I'm having a heart attack, and I have to fill out a form for the hole.
Talk about a glamour don't. Cat suits went out 6 years ago.
I wouldn't start any long books if I were you.
Oh, no.
Dr. Bad's wheelchair started spinning out of control, like... Oh. Wheelchair spinning out of control! Run, Harvey!
Oh, I couldn't have been a magic legal pad!
Mrs. Quick! Have you seen Libby Chesler? She brought some sort of lethal laser device to school today and nearly killed me! Huh?
Harvey, have you seen Sabrina? She's acting... Is there an afternoon prom that nobody asked me to?
Lydia.
Okay, that was weird.
All right, don't start whimpering until you get to your office. Don't start whimpering until you get to your office.
Oh, Mrs. Quick? I mean, Mrs. Doohickey. Have you seen Derek?
Who wants to know?
Oh, will you hold a second? A mysterious blonde spy asked Mrs. Doohickey for help in locating Derek Kink. Mrs. Doohickey leads her to him.
Follow me.
Next time, write that Mrs. Doohickey carries a typewriter.
Mr. Pratt! Why are you acting like a freshman?
Because... You're not armed? In that case, Miss Chesler, you are suspended.
What?
Yes.
It's Valerie who needs to be suspended. She kicked me.
Well, that would explain your strange behavior. Miss Burkhead fries. Come on.
Oh, dear.
Substitute teacher, I don't think she looks like you at all.
The psychic was right. I was separated at birth.
Keep her away from me. She has poison, chalk dust.
I don't even have gum.
What is going on at the school today?
Oh, it's a pretty normal day, Libby. Although I did learn I have an exact duplicate. She just ran down the hall with Sabrina.
You know, every time anything strange happens around this school, the trail always leads to Sabrina. Or to Janitor Bob. But we know that Sabrina is still in the country.
Dr. Bad has planted a bomb.
An explosive situation.
I know where it is. Come with me.
Dynamite idea.
And you can cool it with the puns.
Look, what happened to this was wrong. Sabrina's my best friend, and you're her boyfriend, and... When did you change your clothes?
A couple days ago.
Miss Burkhead, I am suspending you for attacking Libby.
What? When did you change your clothes?
Mr. Kraft, what did you do with your wheelchair?
What?
Oh, look! There's Sabrina!
Who's that with her?
Someone who looks like... Harvey? And you?
And me! Hi!
I could have been pulling down 80 grand a year selling gold over the phone, but no, I had to teach.
Okay. Turn it off.
Delighted. What's the procedure here, Mrs. Doohickey?
I only make things blow up. I don't know how to stop them from blowing up.
I don't know which wire to cut.
Oh, no, my characters don't know what to do. That's because they don't know why they're doing what they're doing. Darn character development!
Okay.
Derek King's father wanted him to go into the family business. Corn.
But Kink loves science. Against his family's wishes, he joined the bomb disposal unit of the FBI.
Does anyone have a pair of 178-millimeter insulated wire cutters?
I believe you are all my prisoners.
You don't understand. There's only a few seconds left. If Derek doesn't disarm the bomb, we're all gonna die.
Then we will all die together.
Sabrina Spellman, this is Mr. Kraft. Come out with your hands behind your head. Don't move. Well, come on, Kinkle. A separated shoulder won't hurt you. Oh. Hey!
The wire!
I've got it.
This is all going on your permanent record, young lady.
And
3 weeks detention, starting this afternoon.
Another happy ending? So I saved the school from blowing up, and I rewrote my story in detention. The teacher gave me a B-. It's not an A, but it's not a C either.
I always feel the minus part is personal.
I'm just glad you realized that because you're not great at something doesn't mean you can't learn from it and have fun with it.
That's what I always say about dating. But I never learn anything, and I don't have fun.
Wait a minute. So you're saying I'm not a great writer?
Well, you see... Oh, my, there's toast. Oh, it's from the other realm postmaster. He says they caught the person who started that chain letter, and he's been dealt with accordingly.
Good. What kind of a foul fiend would abuse the mails?
I was just reaching out to people.
Oh, dear. Postmaster also says that because we sent chain letters ourselves, we have to be punished, too.
But I loved you in The Wizard of Oz. Why?